Plainfield artist Michelle Wallace knows the plants and flowers in her backyard and gardens very well. And lately, she's been using those same places as an art supply store of sorts. Wallace creates mandalas from flowers and stems and trees. She makes beautiful, colorful, circular patterns. No two are the same. And then she takes a photograph and shares it with the world. Michelle Wallace joins us here in our VPR studios to talk about how this all came to be.
Thank you for having me, Mary. It's wonderful to be here.
I think people are probably familiar with the term mandala, but I'd love for you to define it.
The word mandala actually is a Sanskrit word that means circle. In my mind, represents wholeness and balance in many different traditions, but specifically, I think within Hinduism and Buddhism, it's been used as an aid for meditation. I tend to just have had over the years a fascination with mandalas. I collect them, I've drawn them, painted them in the past.
Talk a little bit about the more recent mandalas that you're making.
I make nature mandala art, and this is all very new. I think it's only in the last few weeks that I would consider, or I've used the words, I am an artist for the first time in my life. I have a deep love for the plants, though, and I think that's where this art is rooted. I've studied herbalism and gathering and making medicine for myself and my family over the years, growing gardens at my home in Plainfield. To get to know the plants and really see and witness their beauty has been a gift that over the years it has slowly developed.
So what was the impetus for it all?
I was planning on gathering together with a group of women for my 40th birthday, and we were going to do an art project, partly in response to just the world that we're living in right now. I was sitting with my family on the edge of a beautiful hemlock forest looking over a waterfall. I noticed the symmetry of some of the plants around me and had this idea of making a nature mandala. And honestly, I don't know if I'd ever seen one before. For about a month after that, I started to collect materials around my home in the forest and the fields and the gardens. And this was in April, and found the most extraordinary, beautiful things in the middle of mud season in Vermont. Beautiful winged seeds of lilac trees that had, you know, stayed on the branches over winter.
Oh, wow.
And different spring flowers. And then I decided to try and make one. I'm usually moving through the world very quickly, and so it's an invitation to sort of slow down. I'll take a basket and walk through the woods or through my garden or along the road, around the fields around where I live, and just start looking and seeing whatever sort of captures my attention. A lot of times it's things that I haven't noticed ever before, to be honest. Twigs and buds and different types of leaves or seed pods on trees. It's very much engaging all of my senses. Texture and the smell and the colors. I'm actually not a very visual person, so I have a very difficult time visualizing what I'm going to make beforehand. But I'll gather whatever is abundant, and if there's a precious, rare flower, I might just only gather one. I'll sit down and I'll start in the center. And from there, it just sort of spirals out. There's an element of symmetry. So when I'm gathering, I'm oftentimes choosing particular leaves or flowers that are symmetrical to one another, that are at a similar stage of growth and color and texture. I'll sort of form the mandala very kind of intuitively. There's patterns, and it may only take me a few minutes. I think the most I've ever spent on one is about an hour. And then I'll take maybe a dozen or so photographs until there's one that kind of emerges as the one that kind of captures the beauty of the plants in the best way. And I'll discard all the other photos and just keep that one photo. One of the really nice aspects of this work for me is there's this impermanence to it. So the mandala may sit for only a few minutes, depending on how windy it is, or a few hours, or up to maybe a couple of days. And then I'll just gather the materials and kind of cast them into the wind or into the stream by my home. Each mandala has one word that I've chosen, sort of an intention or a wish or a hope or perhaps a prayer of some sort. The mandala, the image, the form has been a way to reconnect with that particular word that I chose. This has been a journey, 17 years living in Vermont and getting to know the plants.
And Michelle, just hearing you describe the process behind it, the gathering of the materials and the artistic process that goes into each one of these mandalas, you know, and you're saying that it's helping you to slow down, helping you to focus. I'm wondering if you have an intention or a hope for your artwork once it does reach, reach somebody else.
One of my hopes is that there will be sort of the sharing of joy and beauty through these images, but also that someone might be inspired to do this with their children or their students, or to gather in a circle of women and do art together or with family and friends. There's just so much going on in our world, and it's hard and it's painful. I think that the plants are always there. To see people flip through these images that I've created and they find like a treasure. They find one that just really speaks to them. They bring it closer and they look, and their heart just seems to open up for a moment. And I can't tell you how much joy that's brought to witness that.
Well, Michelle, thank you so much for telling us more.
Thank you so much. It's been wonderful to talk with you about it.
You can find out all about Michelle Wallace's artwork and see some images at vpr.net.